Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my beautiful people that I love so much. I'm coming to you today from Albuquerque, New Mexico, doing a convention down here. What an experience. I mean, this is a huge, you know, I usually do horror conventions, and this is a huge Comic-Con thing. So many celebrities, people that I haven't seen in forever. It's been quite an experience, and I am joyfully happy to be here with you today. Boy, do I have some news. Okay, so we're going to start all of us together. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing our heart lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, so we stay in our knowing. We are. And we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. So everybody's balanced. Anybody switched. We're getting the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. Yes, we are. Okay, I want to remind you that our webinar on the vitality of health and wellness is coming up soon. Gosh, I want you to join me, guys. This information is the most important information we can bring in. If you don't have your health and wellness, it's harder to make money. It's harder to be successful. It's harder to be in a healthy relationship. It really is the core of everything. And the information that I have for you today came in because we have created this intention. You know, you always have to say what you want first. And this came in during a very important private session with one of our community. Okay, so basically this gaslighting stuff has opened up a huge can of worms in the form of worm gifts. Wormy gifts. Gaslighting, just to remind you, is when a person makes another person doubt themselves, doubt what they know, doubt what they think. Okay? Basically, we have been gaslighting ourselves. We have been saying, I don't have the power. We have been thinking the thoughts and holding the beliefs that we are not the source of our own power and our own creation. That's gaslighting ourselves and taking our own individual power away. So in this session, we were talking about health and some of their health questions. And basically, the definition of health and wellness is, I have to pay for me, and I can't have it all. So I have to sacrifice who I am and my health and my well-being in order to create what I want. Well, no, they're stopping me. It's when I create what I want, or we create a lack of health and wellness to keep us from being powerful enough to create what we want because we're not supposed to have it. And again, you know, back to the core of all of our work, we're taught that as children, even by educated and well-meaning parents, because they were taught that and their parents were taught that. So it's just sins of the fathers being passed down. According to the channel, and I was just doing work on it before we came on, if you want to create health and wellness everywhere in your life, focus on love. And I said, so it's a true statement then that we don't have to direct health and wellness. Is that the highest question I can ask? Yes. That's a true statement. Focus on love, the love of your body, the love of the world, the love of your family. Focus on love. Stop judging, guys. You can't live in the frequency of love if we're judging. Stop judging. That's all you see pretty much on social media. You know, oh, I didn't like that dress. Let me write something so I can judge that dress that they wore at the go. Who cares? What do you want to create in the world that's a positive instead of a negative? Stop judging. Start loving. Do everything you can to create love in your life. Okay, we're invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All right, we are going to the callers. I'm telling everybody I'm going to have to get off a little early today. They granted me this hour. The show's already going on, so we will have to stop by 10:45. Okay, Miss Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Bee.
Hi, baby.
Could you please explain the difference between when we want to be using, like, I claim, I command, or, like, I am directing?
What a great question. There isn't any difference. They're just different words.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Why? What difference did you think there was?
Well, no, sometimes when I'm doing my stuff I do in the morning, sometimes I'll ask the pendulum, you know, which one, does one of these feel, you know, higher for me? Is one more for my highest
self? Lisa, you follow that because in in your belief system, there's one that you're more comfortable with. And that's great. That's fine that you recognize that. Ultimately, it's a true statement. I'm testing it just in case, that it doesn't make any difference whether you use claim, demand, or ask.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. What a great question. I don't think anybody's ever asked. Yeah.
Even demand, though. You just said demand, and I had that also. We don't ever use that, or we do use it. So it doesn't matter. We can do demand also.
Yep. See, a lot of people go, oh, you know, that doesn't feel right to demand the one energy. And other people go, yeah, that's what ask means. Ask and it's delivered to you. This will be delivered to me. So it's again, what you're in alignment with, and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay?
And
all right.
One more quick thing.
Yeah?
When you just said directing, I thought directing was focusing. Do you mean the word directing for health and wellness, or?
Hold on.
Sorry.
No, this is great. I love this, Lisa. So when we direct energy, we tell the energy what we want. We tell the energy what we want to manifest. As an actress, a director has to tell me what his vision is and what I'm supposed to be doing, what he wants me to do in the scene. Directing energy is exactly the same. Go here, create this.
But not verbally, right? You mean mentally and focusing.
It doesn't make any difference, sweetheart. If you're doing it mentally and if you're focusing on it, then you're using the words in some way.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Make it easy, Lisa. You're making it way too hard. All right. Love you. Bye. That was a great, great exchange. Megan in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I have a question and a testimonial if there's time.
Woo-hoo!
So I met a guy when I was traveling this past summer, and we've been communicating long distance for a couple months. Like, we have really good chemistry, and we seem to be a great match. So I was just wondering if there's a possibility of a future with him.
That is the highest question, and I get a yes. He's open to it. You're open to it. There's a little, but what about the distance thing going on?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, if you want to create this relationship, you start saying, how can I? But you see, right now you're going, oh, is it possible? We live so far away. That's not a commitment to moving forward to the creating the relationship. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you're close to committing to moving forward, both of you, to see if this is going to work.
Should
when
I call
you are
him?
Both, what?
Well, I tested earlier if I should call him today, and I got a yes, so I was going to plan on doing that, if that was a step to move forward.
Look, that question is based in fear, Megan. If you want this relationship, you put it out there. And then if he doesn't, then it gets rectified a lot sooner.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. But you like this guy. You kind of love this guy, even as far away as you are. So you know, the days of waiting for the guy to take the step are over. Forget that. Follow what you feel, guys. Follow what you feel. Follow what you feel. Where is your heart leading you? All right. What else?
That was my question, but I just wanted to give you my testimonial, too. So 2 months ago, I called in and I asked the channel for advice on my creation about transferring to a new sports team and when I should make myself available to be contacted by other sports teams. And I wanted to let you know that within 15 minutes of me making myself available to be contacted to, my dream team reached out to me. And fast forward, I'm going to play with them next season. So thank you.
Hallelujah, Megan. Oh, my God. Creating, sweetheart. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, thank you.
Isn't that awesome to see a dream? Stephen and I were talking about that before the show started. Do you know in 2 years, he's created a really successful spice business and just he's... Well, I should bring him on and let him tell you next week. But he's today moving everything into this great big new warehouse because his business has grown so much. I mean, we're seeing that with everybody in the community, guys. If not, jump on the belief train. That's all you have to do. Oh, Megan, my heart is just jumping up and down for you, baby. Congratulations.
Thank you. Me too. I'm so excited.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. You go get him. Congrats. All right. Oh, how awesome. All right, Phyllis, what's up?
Hey, Dee. Yeah, I'm make this quick. I had a question about the right side of my neck, and I was doing the work, and I got stuff from the body book. I just wanted to get clarification if I needed any. And part of it
yeah,
I don't understand.
Do.
Yeah, I don't understand part of it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting that you went to the wrong place. So that's a separate thing. What it's really about. Okay, they're taking me to 40. I betray me, God betrays me. That's what the pain in the neck is about. Yeah. So, Phyllis, I want you to try something for me.
Okay.
Spend the next 24 hours being in the frequency of love as much as possible.
Okay.
Because according to what I got this morning, if we could, when we do, hold ourselves in the frequency of love just for 24 hours, guys, we create the total field of health and wellness within ourselves. So my question is, they're saying you didn't really want to answer. So you don't ever do this when you channel for other people. But
you
do it for you. You get in the way when you're channeling for yourself. And honestly, Phyllis, all of us do. Anytime I'm testing something like for my daughter, my grandson, that's kind of life and death stuff, I always have somebody check what I get. Because when it's about us or a health thing or, you know, something that's really, really, really loaded for us, oftentimes there's a part of us that's afraid to get the highest truth. So when I say you're starting out before you test with opening your heart, opening your chakras, I get a no. Is that true?
I directed the energy.
Did you open your heart, open your chakra? Did you do what I did at the beginning?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I get a no on that. So we're falling out on the heart. We're falling out on the Hara line, which makes sense because the Hara line is you staying in your knowing.
Okay.
So make sure you, anytime you test for yourself or anybody else, you open your heart, you open your chakras, you straighten your Hara line straight, strong, and through the ID point. Okay?
Okay. I can see how maybe I was in my head more than I thought I was.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can.
Bingo.
Yeah. I got
all
it.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks, Dee.
You bet, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I would love everybody to come together this week and see how much you can focus on love, on being love, on experiencing love. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Your perfection is absolutely mind-blowing. I can't not.
Why? Have you
so
been working on the same stuff?
I also can't believe it because what you opened up with today and what you opened up with the last 2 weeks has been exactly what I'm experiencing. And and the whole thing about love, I'm just writing love and you call my name.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I have so much that I wanted to say, but I just, right now I'm experiencing, my son is here from New Mexico visiting, and my granddaughter has stopped playing tennis, and I'm experiencing myself feeling like I shouldn't say anything about the things that's going on. My friend in New Mexico died. Her son is here. And I'm feeling very constipated. And I think the answer is love. But what I'm seeing is I'm not loving myself enough. And
well,
I'm seeing
also,
how we're...
Also, hold on. The channel saying you're not loving them enough to trust them that you can be and say who you are.
Okay.
Tell me what came up when I said that.
It's like just pure fear.
So
just
I'm
like,
in fear,
you know,
of being who I am.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I'm in fear of being who I am.
Exactly.
But that's one way, you see, that those two beliefs that I gave you at the beginning of the show. I have to pay for me, and I can't have all that I want. That's a
exactly.
perfect representation of that. Right, baby?
So... Yeah, it is. I'm there. I'm just like.
Okay, so why? This is a big past life thing, so that you can understand why you can't understand it.
Okay.
It's a big past life thing, and they're showing me a little girl being beaten.
Well, I was even hit in this life as a small child.
While you were trying to express something you needed to express? Tell me what happened, Johanna. Just tell me quickly.
Well, if I didn't get good grades, or if I like stayed out past dark, did anything that would upset my mother, my father would hit me with a strap. And
yeah,
I was very...
Okay. Your
small.
Son isn't going to do that. But your little Johanna goes, oh, if I'm not perfect, if I do something wrong, if I cross them in some way, if I make them uncomfortable, I'm going to get hit. And
well,
energetically, you're hitting yourself.
And Natalie, that's my granddaughter's mother. We have these agreements. I'm afraid to say to her, well, you know, we made these agreements. So Thea needs to follow through on this stuff, or this and this and this isn't going to happen. And I don't know if I should say it to Natalie or to Sophia. I'm afraid. And then I think I shouldn't say anything. It's all the same thing, right? Fear of being who I am.
You bet. You bet. They won't love me. They'll hurt me. I'll hurt me. If I speak my truth, in action or words, I get the strap. See, you see, that's an expectation that only you can shift. If you say it in love, then it will be received.
Okay, say it in love. And then how do I, should I work with my little girl on this? I mean, like, I need
Absolutely.
To do work to be able to say it. In love is the thing. Because
yes, because right now you're afraid to love yourself because
I
you were taught not to.
Myself.
I know, sweetheart. I hear that. And I'm telling you, it can change. It is in the process of changing. But you won't know, first of all, when I say you've directed the energy. You've told the energy, you know, Johanna, when you speak your truth through love, you're heard and you're acknowledged. and you're safe in this world to do that. That is my direction. This is you saying this. This is my direction to you, Johanna, and to the whole world, that I am acknowledged and respected when I speak my truth through love. Isn't that what you want?
Yes, and I actually got it this week when I led an Al-Anon meeting, and I did this whole talk on intimacy. And it made me realize that it's there. Anyway, yeah. So that's what I recommended.
It's there.
How about with my inner child? Like, should I be doing some?
Yes, the
work?
More you work with your little child and teach her, you came into this world and you picked that family to learn that you want to love yourself enough to speak your truth, and that it's safe in the world to do that. Your parents taught you it wasn't, so that in this moment right now, you could go, that's my old story. This is who I really am. Okay?
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
You just have to consciously do it now. All right,
thank
baby.
Thank you so much, Steve.
You are welcome, sweetheart. You can do this. We're standing with you. Kimmy and Phoenix, you're on.
Hey, supreme sexiness.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
What an awesome freaking show, but I say that all the time. I want it.
Me too.
Yeah. Give you an update. Guess who found a job?
Oh, awesome, Kimmy.
This girl. And I start tomorrow.
Great. And is it a job that you think you're going to love?
I'm sorry, one more time. You cut out there a little bit.
Is it a job that you think you're going to love?
Yes.
Okay. When I say you've absolutely committed to loving it, it goes to no.
Oh.
So I want you to commit to loving this job, to being open to everything you can give in the job and everything the job gives you.
Okay. Thank you. That's an reason why I was calling.
It's a really great match for you, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
So as the channel said in the beginning, no judging, just loving.
Love it.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, hold on. Is there anything else? Nope. It's the highest thing. All right. Ooh, keep me posted, will you?
I shall.
So proud of you. I know you've been working on directing this for a while, and we, in our private sessions, broke through a lot of stuff, and now you get what you want, Kim.
Yay!
And you're worth it. Goodbye. All righty. Brenda in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
Pretty fabulous. What's up?
You sound it. I was wondering two things that I think are short, but the first one is I'm having a lot of itching on my palms and my upper left arm, and the upper left arm actually has some bumps on it. Now, is that... Can I find out from the channel, is that an allergic reaction, or?
Is that the highest question? I get a yes. The first thing that came in is there's nothing really to worry about. It's not any sign of anything, scary.
Like liver.
It's going to my big yes, so I'm going to say it. Have you ever been tested for lactose intolerance?
I have celiac. I'm lactose intolerant. I'm pretty much sensitive to everything. But I started a new med, and I was just trying to figure out if it was the med that was doing it. Because I'm also a little bit dizzy and a little bit.
Yeah, I get it does have something to do with it. I would call my doctor and tell them what's going on and go, look, does this have something to do with the medicine? Because maybe they'll want to put you on it. But let's take this even further. Why the hell do you have so much shit wrong with you? That's what I want to know. Sheets,
well,
book,
I am
song. Hold
so
on. Give me a
better
movie.
Off than I was a year ago.
Good. Give me a movie. We're going to make you better.
Oh, shoot. I was hoping you'd never ask me for a movie.
No, give up. They'll give it to you. Go into your channel. They'll give it to you.
This is weird. I don't know. Sea of Love.
Yeah, you don't love yourself enough. Now, it's a true statement that in the last year, you have taken your power back considerably back into self-love. And that is the core reason. And I did not set this up. I want everybody to know. That is literally what the channel said in the first 5-10 minutes of the show. That our lack of self-love, I have to pay for me, and I can't have all I want, is a lack of self-love, which is at the root of all lack of health and wellness. And love is the core of all health and wellness. So, Brenda, will you promise me and yourself and your little girl, this week you will go out of your way to take yourself into the experience and the frequency of love whenever you can?
I will.
Can we partner on that? Will you call in next week?
I definitely will. I like assignments.
Okay, good. Well, you got one, baby.
Yeah.
Definitely got one. Okay.
So I believe you just answered also the second question, which is I'm concerned about my brother, who has pretty much turned all of us out over the years. And it's because a lot of us are toxic. But he now turned out the last contact he had with the least toxic of all of us. And I'm wondering, besides taking care of myself, is there anything that I can do for him either through
just
another
love
person?
Him, Brenda. Love him unconditionally.
Okay.
You see, and I want to point this all out to all of you because most of us are not aware of how much we judge. I mean, you know, I literally will send out the daily e-blast, and then people will write in judging what the content that I wrote about, especially
really?
The week that I wrote about politics, not judging
goodness.
What I sent out, but judging where they went that it represented.
Mm.
Stop judging. If you don't like Trump, quit judging him. You're feeding it. If you don't like Biden, quit judging it. You're feeding it. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? My Baptist preachers is out, Brenda. You brought my Baptist preacher out. Okay, you and I have a deal. You have an assignment, the creative force, this week. And I'm doing it, too.
Good for me.
I am doing it, too, because I'm just not quite me. That's the only way I can kind of define it, is I just, and whenever I feel like this, huge breakthroughs are like right there on my horizon. So watch out for next week. That's all I'm saying. And please, please, everybody, join me for this webinar, because the more people that are on, like on this call today, look at what people have brought through. You know, when we come together, how powerful we are. All right, I'm getting off my soapbox, Brenda. I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Miss Ivana in Illinois, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank
Hi,
you
baby
so
cakes.
Much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's my first time calling. I'm so excited.
Well, we love virgins, Ivana. What can I answer for you, baby?
Well, my question is about my beloved niece. She's like 20 years old, and she's going through some very difficult times. There's this kind of a deep sadness and confusion and feeling of being lost
okay,
and all these
what's
things.
What's her name? What's her name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Okay, I've got her energy. It's weird because usually they don't ask for a name. This is new. Okay, so Barbara, well, not to beat a broken record, but Barbara doesn't love herself at all. Barbara
I
is
had
the
feeling,
biggest,
yeah.
biggest judge of herself there is. What's she judging herself about? You know, they're saying.
I know, huh?
Get out of your head. Go to your heart. What's she judging herself about? Being good enough. Okay, so if she doesn't believe she's good enough and she keeps judging herself for not being good enough, she will live in anxiety and depression, which
yeah.
is pretty much where she is. And my pendulum keeps hitting me. That hasn't happened in a long time. So what's the highest thing to know for Barbara? Barbara is bringing something in for all of us. The channel is saying, sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. We're going to South Pacific. And we're going to, I've got to wash that man right out of my hair. So it's not a man, but I think it's her parents. It's her parents, that's the highest answer. She's got to leave whatever toxic lessons they gave her about herself. Does that make sense to you?
A lot.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, her
so
parents actually got a divorce like a year ago.
But they have given her negative messages about herself. And that's what she has to move on from. So
okay.
you can't create for another person. And
I know.
You can encourage them in every way to create for themselves. Start talking to her energy. Start talking to her. You're amazing, Barbara. You're an amazing human being. What do you want? Find your power again because you're a beautiful creation of the creative force. You're supposed to be here. Start talking to her energy and start talking to her. She can hear you. She is hungry
yeah.
to be acknowledged in the world. And, guys, if we want to be acknowledged in the world, we must acknowledge ourselves.
Ourselves, yeah.
Because the signal we send out is a signal that gets matched. Okay?
Okay, so do you believe that my coaching actually would help her? I've learned a lot of techniques and all these things.
Yes, and if you want to coach her because you love her, that's great. If you're coaching her because you're judging her to make her better,
no, absolutely
not so much. Okay, that they wanted to make that distinction for everybody. All right, sweetheart.
Okay,
you can do this.
Is there a,
love you.
Can I?
All right, Miss Janice in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm wondering
hi, babe.
If you can the channel tell me what happened to my rings?
Oh, my gosh. You sent me an email about that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, I just read it on the plane, and I've been working, so I haven't had a chance. Okay. No.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm getting... Do you want to find them? You don't want to find them. Now, I know consciously you want to find them. So what's keeping her from really... Well, first of all, I want you to start saying, I know exactly where they are. I know exactly where they are.
I have been saying that, not every day, but...
Yeah, but you don't believe it, Janice. See, guys, you have to say it and then get out of the way.
Okay.
And I mean every time I have Lanny do this. He finds stuff within a half hour. It's crazy.
Okay.
It makes him crazy. Hold on. They keep yelling kitchen at me. Would you have left these rings in the kitchen?
It could be.
Are they findable? Yes, but that isn't... Again, there's a part of you that doesn't want to find them. Hold on, sheets. Look, give me a song, Janice.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. It's a true statement that the rings do not represent joy to you. What's the first thing that comes up when I say that?
Well, one of them really kind of does, and the other one,
Yeah. Okay. Put your attention on finding the ring that is connected with joy.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
And again, they're saying kitchen. Please let me know.
Okay.
Will you? Because I don't usually use the channel to find things like that. So,
yeah.
But I'm getting, we got the highest, most correct, most complete. Do you have a mat in the kitchen? Some kind of mat?
Yes.
Well, look under all the mats and rugs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Or that will lead to... your brain opening up and telling you, go here. Okay?
Okay. Sounds
good. All right. You got to let me know, okay?
Please. I sure will. Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys. Adele, if you make it really fast, I can take your call. What's up? What do you need to know?
Okay. Yesterday morning, I was working on myself, and the room just started to spin and spin and spin, and I was so dizzy.
Yeah.
And then I took a little while to get, and then I was like, really okay, but like in slow motion. I slept on the chaise last night. And so was that just all the work, you know, just all
A bunch of stuff opening up for you.
Okay.
It's like
that's
a whole, when I started this work, guys, in the acting studio, and big stuff would come in, stuff that maybe my energy didn't want to know so much, I would pass out. And I'd hear one of my students go, oh, there she goes, somebody get her. So when really, really, really big stuff comes in that we've been asking for, yeah, it can absolutely affect you in that way. Is there anything physical we should know about? Mental, emotional, spiritual? No, I get it. That's what it is, Adele.
Yeah, because
so,
I was like, sweating all of that stuff.
Yeah,
perfect.
What you can do, I mean, if you're concerned that it's physical, go to a doctor so that you
relieve that from
your mind.
Okay. Yeah, no, I really feel like it's just all stuff that's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Oh, my God, what a show. Look at the show you guys just created. I'm only here to lead everybody, okay? So let's say it loud and proud. I love me. Come on. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.